What joy for me when the coil of war had wound down. For my return Zeus hatched a pitiful death at the hands of Aegisthus, and my accursed wife. As they exchanged the stories of their fates, Hermes the guide and giant killer drew up close to both, leading down the ghosts of the suitors King Odysseus killed. Struck by the sights, the two went up to them right away, and the ghost of Atreus's son Agamemnon recognized the noted Prince Amphimedon, Melanus's dear son, who received him once in Ithaca at his home, and Atrides' ghost called out to his old friend now, "Amphimedon, what disaster brings you down to the dark world? All of you, good picked men and all in your prime, no captain out to recruit the best in any city could have chosen better. What laid you low? Wrecked in the ships when Lord Poseidon roused some punishing blast of gales and heavy breakers? Or did ranks of enemies mow you down on land, as you tried to raid and cut off herds and flocks, or fought to win their city, take their women? Answer me, tell me. I was once your guest. Don't you recall the day I came to visit your house in Ithaca? King Menelaus came, too, to urge Odysseus to sail with us in the ships on our campaign to Troy. And the long, slow voyage crossing wastes of ocean cost us one whole month. That's how hard it was to bring him round, Odysseus, raider of cities. Famous Atrides, Amphimedon's ghost called back, Lord of men, Agamemnon, I remember it all, your majesty, as you say. And I will tell you, start to finish now, the story of our death, the brutal end contrived to take us off. We were courting the wife of Odysseus, gone so long. She neither spurned nor embraced a marriage she despised. No, she simply planned our death, our black doom. This was her latest masterpiece of guile. She set up a great loom in the royal halls, and she began to weave, and the weaving fine spun, the yarns endless, and she would lead us on. Young men, my suitors, now that King Odysseus is no more, go slowly, keen as you are to marry me, until I can finish off this web, so my weaving won't all fray and come to nothing. This is a shroud for old Lord Laertes, for that day when the deadly fate that lays us out at last will take him down. I dread the shame my countrywomen would heap upon me, yes, if a man of such wealth should lie in state without a shroud for cover. Her very words. And despite our pride and passion, we believed her. So by day she'd weave at her great and growing web, by night, by the light of torches set beside her, she would unravel all she'd done. 3 whole years she deceived us, blind, seduced us with this scheme. Then, when the wheeling seasons brought the 4th year on, and the months waned, and the long days came round once more, one of her women, in on the queen's secret, told the truth, and we caught her in the act, unweaving her gorgeous web. So she finished it off, against her will. We forced her. But just as she bound off that great shroud and washed it, spread it out, glistening like the sunlight or the moon, just then some wicked spirit brought Odysseus back from God knows where to the edge of his estate, where the swineherd kept his pigs. And back, too, to the same place came Odysseus's own dear son, scudding home in his black ship from sandy Pylos. The pair of them schemed our doom, our death-trap, then lit out for town. Telemachus first, in fact. Odysseus followed. Later, led by the swineherd and clad in tatters, looking for all the world like an old and broken beggar hunched on a stick, his body wrapped in shameful rags. Disguised so none of us, not even the older ones, could spot that tramp for the man he really was, bursting in on us there out of the blue. No, we attacked him, blows and insults flying fast. And he took it all for a time, in his own house, all the taunts and blows, he had a heart of iron. But once the will of thundering Zeus had roused his blood, he and Telemachus bore the burnished weapons off and stowed them deep in a storeroom, shot the bolts, and he, the soul of cunning, told his wife to set the great bow and the gleaming iron axes out before the suitors, all of us doomed now to test our skill.